Summary of Sunni Concepts. Introduction. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds, who guided us to Islam. And follow the Sunnah of the Master of Anam. We would not have been guided if God had not guided us. May God's blessings and peace be upon His servant and messenger Muhammad, Master of the First and the Last, and upon His good family. And His companions were the wise men. He helped them with His grace and generosity. He is the hearer and the answerer. As for after, what a great blessing to be guided to faith. What a generous gift it is. How happy she is with a pure and blissful life in this world and the hereafter. God Almighty said in His gratitude to this nation, with the mission of His Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and grant him peace. God has blessed the believers. When He sent among them a messenger from among themselves, He recites to them His verses and purifies them. He teaches them the book and wisdom, even if they were before in clear error. And God Almighty blessed us by completing the religion for us. And He said, today I have perfected your religion for you, completed my blessings upon you, and have approved for you Islam as your religion. He emphasized the goodness of this religion and its rulings that guide the straight path. Contained in His dear book, He said, this Quran guides to that which is most upright. God has not bestowed upon a servant after the blessing of Islam, for what he was blessed with a correct and pure understanding of this religion, his beliefs, rulings, and morals, accompanied by a good intention dedicated to God Almighty. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may God have mercy on him, says, correct understanding and good intent, one of the greatest blessings that God has bestowed upon His servant. Rather, nothing was given to Abdul Atta after Islam that was better or more timely than either of them. The leg of Islam and its establishment on them. With them, the servant is safe from the path of those against whom he is angry. Those whose purpose and path have been corrupted are those who go astray. Those whose understandings are corrupted. And he will be among those who are bestowed upon them. Those whom I understand well in their meanings. They are the people of the straight path. We are commanded to ask God to guide us to their path in every prayer. Correct understanding is a light that God casts into the heart of the servant. It distinguishes between correct and incorrect, and right and wrong, and guidance and misguidance, and counsel and guidance. And He extends good intentions, and investigate the truth, and fear the Lord in secret and in public. His material is cut off by following desires and the effects of the world. Muhammad asked for creation and abandoning piety. When the believer sees what infidel societies are experiencing, deprived of this blessing, what confusion, contradiction, mirth, and misery it contains, his praise increases to God Almighty, and his joy and happiness at what He bestowed upon him. Despite what these societies have achieved in terms of luxury and apparent knowledge of worldly life, however, it degenerates and descends to the lowest levels in its understanding and standards. Its standards and ethics. This is because it is cut off from God Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth, the world with its creation, the kind, the expert, and cut off from His right approach, and His guidance, glory be to Him. And His light illuminated the darkness. And the affairs of this world and the hereafter were settled for Him. Examples include the Arabs. The opposite shows the goodness of the opposite. And by its opposite, things are distinguished. The enemies of Islam have been around since ancient times. They saw what God bestowed upon the believers from the Messenger of Islam, the best of humanity, and what was revealed to him of the enlightening book, the guide to the right path. They compared it to their own joy and misery. Instead of entering the religion of Islam to enjoy what Muslims have enjoyed, they were arrogant against the truth. They envied the Muslims for this great blessing that they were deprived of. They did their best to divert them from the concepts of this religion. They waged their military, ideological, and immoral wars against him, hoping to turn them away from their religion. God Almighty said, "Many of the people of the book wish to turn you back into unbelievers after you have believed, out of envy on their own behalf after the truth had become clear to them. They passed on this hatred and approach from generation to generation, until our present era, when they despaired of driving Muslims away from their religion. They tended to raise suspicions about the postulates and principles of this religion. They deliberately distorted it by manipulating legal terminology and concepts, and divert it from its correct meaning, and calling it by another name. They brought deviant Western concepts produced by their infidel beliefs. They became distorted concepts that followed their distorted pre-Islamic human source." One may ask about the reasons for these great differences between the pure, sublime, and just concepts of Islam and the concepts of disbelief and its people, which are characterized by injustice and decadence, pollution and disturbance in balances and rulings. We think that the one who meditates on the divine method and its characteristics, and in the pre-Islamic human approach and its characteristics, he will not have any trouble answering this question. However, the answer to it can be limited to the following matters. First, the concepts of Islam are divine in origin and Quranic in origin. For no crime, it was just, complete, comprehensive, and balanced, pure and free from all qualities of imperfection. Because it is from God Almighty, all-knowing, all-aware. Does he not know who created him? He is the kind and all-aware, absolved of all shortcomings. Peace from injustice, passion, and ignorance. He knows what is best for his servants in their livelihood and future. The world as it was and what will be. And what if it was not what it would be like? And on the contrary, the concepts of pre-Islamic times emanated from this weak human being who was limited in time and space. The owner of passion, ignorance, injustice, and arrogance. The one who turns away from his Lord and worships him. It is no crime that his concepts and representations are characterized by his attributes, where ignorance, deficiency, and injustice, contradiction, disorder, and imbalance. Secondly, any concept is presented to people. He is governed by the doctrine of the one who casts him into the God of the universe, and in the universe itself, in life, man, and the purpose of his creation, and his fate after death. Every concept is a requirement of this belief or perception, and its reflection, good or bad. Either way, because it is the word of God that falsehood does not come to it from before it or behind it. He is the one who provides us Muslims, by understanding and imagining our God, Lord, and Creator of this universe, about the universe, man, the purpose of his creation and his destiny. It is the true understanding which gives certain answers to all of the above. Unlike the unbelievers who did not enjoy the faith of Islam, their perceptions and concepts result only from the garbage of their minds and the sculptors of their ideas. She is lost in a sea of darkness and ignorance. I was virtuous and miserable, I went astray and I was miserable. Third, based on the above, the third and important difference is between divine concepts and pre-Islamic human concepts. It is the difference between monotheism and polytheism. The concepts of the worshipper of God alone are not equal. The one who renounces polytheism and its people, and the concepts of the infidel cut off from his Lord Almighty and his law. God Almighty said, "The blind and the seeing are not equal. Neither darkness nor light. And every vessel with what is in it oozes." Fourth, likewise, you will not meet a person who believes in the afterlife and reckons with it, with another who lives for this world alone. He does not see what is behind it. This and that do not coincide in evaluating one matter of this life, not one of its many values. They do not agree on a single ruling regarding an event, situation, or matter. Each of them has a balance. Each of them has an angle to look at. Each of them has a light through which things, events, actions, and conditions can be seen. This is seen as apparent from the life of this world. That person realizes what lies behind the apparent ties and age, and comprehensive laws of the apparent and the hidden, the unseen and the witnessed, and this world and the hereafter, and death and life. This is the long, broad, and comprehensive horizon which Islam transfers humanity to. He raises it to the place appropriate for a human being, a successor on earth. Fifth, although the concepts of Muslims vary and differ from the concepts of infidels, as previously mentioned, based on each group's understanding of the truth of divinity and divinity, the universe, life and man, there is also a difference in the concepts of the people of the saved group of Muslims about innovative concepts of separation, such as the Kharijites, the Shiites, the Jahmiya, and the Mu'tazilites. This is due to the different sources of reasoning among the surviving sect. They are the people of the Sunnah and the community about those of this innovated parting. There is also a difference in concepts between them. Likewise, there was a difference in their concepts due to the difference in their beliefs. There may be a difference in some concepts among them within the Sunni circle because of the difference in understanding reality and the conditions in which they live. This creates a difference in applying rulings to circumstances, with everyone agreeing on the origin of the concepts. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may God have mercy on him, says, "It shows the two pillars of correct understanding. Neither the mufti nor the ruler is able to issue fatwas and rule with truth, except for two types of understanding. One of them is understanding reality and jurisprudence in it, and deducing knowledge of the truth of what happened, with clues, signs, and signs. So take note of it. The second type is understanding the duty in reality. It is an understanding of God's ruling that He ruled in His book, or on the tongue of His messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace, in this reality. Then apply one to the other. Therefore, it is necessary for the correct understanding to be complete, understanding contemporary reality, and clearing the path of criminals. Otherwise, there will be a misunderstanding for not achieving the goal and knowing the conditions. Another serious obstacle remains. It prevents the servant from applying the correct understanding. That is, passion and giving priority to this world over the hereafter. The understanding may be legitimate and correct, and in accordance with the concepts of Sunnis, with jurisprudence in reality. But because of desire or fear, the servant intentionally abandons this correct understanding. It presents misconceptions or deviant applications. We ask God for safety and steadfastness in the truth. From the above, the reasons can be summarized. The letters of the concepts and their differences are as follows. First, disbelief or polytheism in God Almighty. This causes total deviations in concepts, scales, judgments, and positions, because its owner is cut off from God Almighty, His Lordship and Divinity, and His names and attributes, cut off from the last day and true faith in it, and join these, the people of infidel innovations that expel one from the religion. Secondly, the non-blasphemous heresy. This causes partial deviations. Reflect on some concepts in belief, or worship or behavior. Even if its owners are from the people of the Qibla, they have rights and wrongs. Thirdly, ignorance of reality and the path of criminals. This is even if those who are characterized by it are Sunnis. However, their ignorance is reflected in some mistakes and deviations in some concepts due to a defect in downloading the provisions. Love and love of the world. This causes the correct understanding to be neglected, or deviation in its application intentionally and accidentally, after knowing and establishing it. For all of the above, it becomes clear to us the utmost importance of correcting concepts, warning of the danger of tampering with it, and turning away from divine sources for correct understanding. To the concepts of the people of disbelief, hypocrisy, heresies, and desires. Instead. And you receive it out of ignorance or out of spite. Therefore, it is one of the most obligatory duties for scholars and preachers who realized this danger to come to the rescue of the nation, God willing, from the darkness of distorted concepts to the light of divine Quranic concepts, and to convey these pure concepts to people. It shows the flaw of pre-Islamic concepts and their deviation. They respond to the suspicions used by the misinformed to confuse people with it. For this reason, your brothers among the students of knowledge rose. Those who care about this matter and worry them. They did their best to come up with a summary for pure Islamic concepts, according to the Sunni approach, as indicated by the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, with exposure to different, deviant, and misconceptions, and refute it and respond to it to show its corruption. He was one of the references on that. Books interested in correcting concepts, and a statement of the legal rules that govern it. Like the books of Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and his student Ibn al-Qayyim, and the interpretation of al-Sadi, may God have mercy on them all. And some contemporary books concerned with this matter. Its approach and the integrity of the doctrine of its authors are documented. But because of the brevity and disposition of the wording, it is the majority of this work. We have not resolved these references, except in a few places. We tried to summarize each concept so that it is in 3 or 4 lines, or does not exceed half a page in most cases, except in a few concepts, which we may have to explain in detail, which may extend the concept to a full page or more. The number of concepts in this clip has reached 1,250 concepts, distributed into 13 chapters, and give the concepts a general, sequential number, from beginning to end, and another number for each chapter or comprehensive title. The sections of this clip are as follows. Concepts in faith. Concepts in worship. Concepts in science and jurisprudence. Concepts in the workings of hearts and their diseases. Concepts of asceticism, piety, and behavior toward God. Concepts in morals and ethics. Concepts in education and family. Concepts in advocacy. Concepts in jihad. Concepts in divine laws. Concepts in temptation. Concepts in politics. Concepts in Islamic culture. Finally, we do not claim to have understood all the concepts, but we did our best. We focused on what we believe are essential concepts, or absent or incorrect. Perhaps God will bring someone who will complete the deficiency and fill the defect. We ask Him Almighty for sincerity in word and deed. Praise be to God, Lord of the worlds. Summary of Sunni concepts.